That song alerts us that it's time to talk Spartan basketball with Tom Izzo, Michigan State University men's head basketball coach. Steve Courtney, of course, joining us as well. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, big goings on tomorrow night, baby. Madison Square Garden will be the scene as number 17, MSU, will take on number 9, Kentucky. A little backdrop here. These two blue bloods have met 10 times in their illustrious history. The margin of victory, 6.6 points. By the way, half of the games decided by 5 or less. Let's talk about it with Magnum TI. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys?
Everything is well. Now, give us a plan here. You're leaving for New York today with the lads.
Yeah, with the lads. We are we have to practice here at about 10:30, so it's a little earlier. Got to catch a flight at 1:30 or 2 o'clock to get us in there. And if you hit the real, real bad traffic, then it takes just 3 hours to get into the city. So we're trying to get in there early enough, and so we can have our meetings and film sessions tonight. So it's all good. It's all good. You know, what an opportunity for ranked teams. What a night of basketball. You know, our guys are, I think, are really excited to kind of take another step to see where we are. Because, you know, I told you, I thought Arkansas was a very, very talented team, which they were. I think this is a talented team, a tougher team, and maybe a deeper team. And you know, there's a reason they're ranked in the top 10, and we're going to have to play our best basketball to beat them.
Let's talk about what could be a critical category here. I know Mark Pope, the head coach of UK, not happy at all with the amount of offensive boards his crew gave up back on November 11th in their setback to then number 12 Louisville. As it turns out, your team going in, Coach, top 20 in rebounds per game, including offensive rebound percentage. That could be a critical stat when this thing is said and done.
Well, there's a couple critical stats as right now, you know, but that definitely is one, because rebounding could lead to our transition, and offensive rebounding could lead to their baskets. So they're a very good offensive rebounding team. We're going to have to defend, rebound, and run like I normally do. And, you know, there's no secrets. We got to make some shots. I mean, we have not done a very good job making shots. So field goal percentage, especially from the three-point line, is another category that's got to improve. There's some other categories that we have done a great job of. We're both plus 17 in the boards, which is a monster number. We both we turned it over pretty a little bit, not bad at all. Our assists are off the charts, assist the baskets. We're getting to the free throw line a ton, not making as many as I would like. So it's going to boil down to a fist fight underneath and then who makes baskets.
Can I just suspend 2025 talk and just ask you briefly about 2026 and Ethan Taylor? Big commitment to Michigan State. This guy is huge. He looks like he's going to really contribute to your team.
Well, we think we had a great class. I thought my staff did a great job as we navigate these new waters. And, you know, I think I'm just excited about the class. You know, it started with CJ from Detroit, and he's kind of the Pied Piper, the leader. And then, you know, then we had a kid named Julius Avant, whose dad was a very good player, comes from good stock, and he helps. And then maybe the jewel of the bunch would be Jervis, Josiah Jervis out of New York. And then, of course, the size of the bunch. And, I mean, he is big. He's 7'1", and he's 240 pounds now. You know, to compare that, Jaren Jackson was 220 pounds coming in here. Well, he's got another year to go yet. So, yeah, there's some real pluses, but it's hard to get excited about next year because I'm still excited about this year. We're making
progress. Let's talk about,
we got a long way to go.
Let's talk about what UK's got going on as we anticipate this matchup tomorrow night, Coach. UK suffering a bad injury with their premier guard, Jalen Lowe, probably out for the year. Denzel Aberdeen, talented guard as well, 15.3 points per game. When you're talking about the paint, you've got to account for Malachi Marino, the 7-footer, 10.5 points per game to go along with 7.5 boards. So, as you might suspect, UK bringing some talent here.
Yeah, they're 10 deep in talent. I mean, they did lose their backup point guard, but trust me when I say, you know, they've got one of the best players, Kenyon Johnson, who's hardly played, and he was, I think, a top 10 recruit. So they're not lacking talent, and they're not lacking size, and they're not lacking athleticism. And they've got three or four guys that can, you know, really, really shoot the ball. And that is where we're going to have to be really good defensively. I think we can be, we need to be, we have to be if we're going to, you know, try to win this game. But, you know, they've got Aberdeen, their other point guard, is averaging 15 a game. And they've got the player of the year preseason candidate in Owega, O-W-E-H, and he's great. Diabate's most of them are transfers. Kid Chandler is one of the best shooters I've seen. So, yeah, they got a good team, and we're going to have to play a little better offensively and play as good as we've been playing most of the time defensively. And then it'll be a battle of the boards. So it'll be a football game on hardwood, the way they play and the way we play.
Coach, can I just ask you about, I love the Cohen Carr's game, the way that he's developed over the years. And Jackson Kohler, I mean, both of those guys playing some pretty good basketball for you right now early in the season.
I'm just happy that so many of you are watching, because you're all asking good questions.
Of course we're watching.
Steve watches and asks bad questions.
Well, but, somebody's got to have an MO.
Yeah. But no, we are making some progress. You know, that's kind of the nature of what we want to do, you know, homegrown guys that kind of grow in your program. And
it's good to see.
And you go some bumps and bruises, but you also go through some incredible highs when you get to see guys make progress. And I think in the recruiting class we got and the players we got here, we got guys that want to be here. And as dumb as that sounds, that's important. And so, yeah, you guys sit back. You know, it'll be good for the rest of you, because I know you stay up a little later. Steve usually goes to bed at 8 o'clock. Only thing you got to do, Steve, is stay up a half hour later, and you'll see the end. It's 6:30 start. So you,
I will be there front and center, albeit in my footy pajamas. What's the big deal?
I agree, brother. I agree.
Well, we have to call it this interview, but we always appreciate having you on, Coach, and making fun of Steve.
That makes our day.
Yeah, I know. I got to quit doing that, because I love Steve. He's been great to me over the years, and so has WJR and all of you. And you know what? It's the meat of it now goes. I mean, the games get tougher here on a regular basis. And so we got an interesting 3 weeks coming up here with a bunch of big games. And,
oh, yeah.
We're going to get a little better bird's eye view of where we are. But that doesn't mean it's a bird's eye view of where we can get to. And that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, can we keep making progress, win or lose? And that's what we're looking for right now.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to watch, all of us, including Steve, 6:30 start against Kentucky tomorrow night.
Somebody,
there you go.
Put alarm clock. Somebody call him. Set the alarm clock.
We will. We'll
do a wellness
that,
check on him,
we'll
Coach. Yeah. Yeah, we
I
got
appreciate
him.
You guys covering him for me. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you, Take care, Coach.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day, group.
All right.
See you, Stevie.
Sticking with sports, Lomas Brown, Inside the Huddle next.